Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner is made possible in part by Kellitrin, which is the safe way for you to lose weight and keep it off. And also by Prevagen, keeping your brain healthy.
Thought for the day, here's something. This is a way for you to learn. We're all here to learn, right? I have several different expressions, like we're all here to help, all here to learn. You can learn also by looking at flowers. Look at the flowers as they, and trees and things that grow as they angle toward the sun. As a farmer, I get that. And I wonder how many do. How do you think about, or do you give thanks for that which is the most powerful thing, the most powerful thing, other than perhaps the power behind the sun or the power behind whatever, you know, the universal power, if you will. Think about the fact that we wouldn't, you know, the sun. And how I love going down the streets. And I was driving down Sunset Boulevard on Monday, and the trees, the palm trees that are there, they all angle toward, they just, there's a little bit of an angle, you know, toward the sun. It's just very telling.
It's really cool. Yeah. And you think about it, like look at even Venus and Mars. If we were too close to the sun, we wouldn't be able to survive. If we were too far away from the sun, we wouldn't be able to survive.
Right. Exactly. And so when you think about that, think about solar panels and what they do and how they help to improve without having, doesn't cost you anything really, right? Other than setting the solar panels up, it doesn't cost you anything to get that energy from the sun. Wasn't it a few weeks ago we were talking about some car that was powered by a solar panel, and one wonders out loud, okay, will that work? Can that work? Well, sooner or later, somebody will make that sort of thing work. So think about that as you give thanks today for whatever it is you give thanks for, and however you give your thanks, thank heavens. There is a very interesting phenomenon. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but I said to you just before we went on the air in this hour, how much attention has been paid to the lady, remember the Diamond and Silk duo, two black ladies that were very, very, very supportive of Donald Trump, and one of them has died. It is like there's some big celebrity. Not that we ought not to acknowledge anybody or everybody who has, but I just, the news media has made such a phenomenon out of this lady's passing, and them as well. There's a warped sense of whatever is important here. The place that we all have a place, right? A place in the sun, if you want to go back to what we were just talking about. We have a place in the sun. So I find it, this is an observation. That's all, making an observation that this whole business about her dying and her death certificate and what, good heavens. Aye. Here's a theme, or actually, there are a couple of theme parks that have been in the news this week that I thought was kind of the Splash Mountain thing closed at Disney World, Jay.
Yeah, well, we knew this, all of this was going to be happening, and they had been discussing for years about, okay, it's time to probably get rid of Splash Mountain. We will replace it with something else. And we knew that the, what's the princess, Tiana, that something along the lines of
Tiana
was going to.
Tiana's Bayou Adventures. So you're a big, the reason I go right to you is because you're a big Disney person, Disney World, Disneyland. I know you love going there. I'm not a Disney fan. I don't, this kind of stuff. I think it's a big ripoff. They call it the happiest place on earth. If you talk to people who work there, most of them are miserable. But at any rate, and then you could say, well, Steffen, he can find something bad in anything. How can you find anything wrong or bad at Disney World? Well, there's too much focus. I think the idea of it is great. The idea of having people go and have a day of fun, but it's like $375 for the day for the family. It's a little on the expensive side, but they're there to make money, no question about it. They're not there to make you happy. They're there to make your they make money for the corporation. Anyway.
Well, that's what most of the, how most of the, like, Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah, same thing.
All of that. It's all, if you buy one ticket or like one day pass or whatever versus a season pass, the season pass, it's like if you go three times, the ticket's already paid for itself or the season pass is already paid for itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you like
but
it, you like
most people aren't getting season passes unless you actually live near the area.
Yeah. Speaking of Universal, the Waterworld stunt performance, where a live sea war spectacular, somebody that was working there was hospitalized. The confirmation from Universal, a performer with one of their show vendors was taken to the hospital because of the performance. So what they fell off of, this is... you always wonder when you see all these things
atop one of the attraction towers.
Yeah, it's dangerous
didn't
stuff.
Come out like he was. They were supposed to. He was supposed to.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not. It just isn't. All right. Speaking of all of these, they're both. We're talking about the West Coast and Universal Studios and Disney World and stuff. Big earthquake near Malibu, 4.2 on the Richter scale. Let's see, this was about an hour or so ago, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah. It was, the quake, however, was too small to trigger any, like, tsunami. It just is something that would wake you up.
Yeah,
probably
just,
a
it was just
shake, rattle, and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So, but these things, people say, oh my God, it's the end of the world. No, it isn't. It's just the way the earth is. Why don't we get smarter about all this stuff? And maybe it's because the news media sensationalizes all this stuff. Back to the death of Diamond or Silk or whichever one it is. What's appropriate, I guess, these people, private companies, all the news media, so they get to decide what it is that they will talk about, what they will tell you, what the information is that's around.
Whenever a cause of death is revealed, it always comes back into the news. Like we saw with how often were we talking about Anne Heche with all of the different updates?
Right.
Leslie Jordan, whenever there that we just spoke about him again recently because there was the finalized update of his cause of death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and but what would we talk about here if it wasn't? This is called News Talk Radio. We talk about what's going on in the news. Okay, yeah, given that we maybe ought to refine that a little bit better or figure out how we find the news. I talk about the fact that I have like 14, 15 different sources that are open in front of me all the time, and I can grab here and I can grab there, and you can all do the same sort of thing. The thing that makes these programs interesting is the take. My take, Jay's take. Your take, if you want to share it with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Share! We're here as a vehicle for public expression. And so when I say what I do about things like the earthquake, it's because that's what I feel. It's information about something that happened, and then is it overkill? Is it aimed at making you feel good or feel bad or scared or full of fear? Is it just information? This, in this circumstance, is just information. But then the Los Angeles Fire Department goes on alert. They're in earthquake mode. There are 106 fire stations in Los Angeles County. And so they're all now out surveying damage to see whether or not houses are safe. Whether there is this, you know, there are lots of things. Malibu is one of the most beautiful places. Well, maybe I'll just couple it with going up and down the coast of California is one of the most wonderful experiences. If you ever are looking for a way to enjoy a good ride for a couple of days, start down in San Diego and just drive up to Santa Barbara. Just go along the coast. Go up to PCH.
It is really pretty.
Oh, my God, it's fabulous. It makes you think that all's well, even though when I was driving at the PCH on Monday, the remnants of the storm, the rubble and the dirt and the rocks and stuff that are still along the side of the road, you know what? That's part of living there. That's part of, you're going to enjoy that beautiful scenery. The Pacific is called the Pacific because the word Pacific means peaceful. And the Pacific Ocean is peaceful most of the time. Far fewer storms, even though this year people will question that a little bit because there have been a lot of storms because things change a little bit from year to year. El Nino, La Nina. But the coast is much calmer than the East Coast. Think about it for a second. Hurricanes, although there have been hurricanes down by the Baja in the last few years, but not the kind of wild hurricanes. So we all talk about what our crosses are to bear. In the Midwest, tornadoes. As a matter of fact, this week, the tornado season seems to have gotten off to a nice start with a lot of wild and woolly stuff down in your neck of the woods or where you used to live, Jay, and south of there, across as the storm went across. There's actually a couple of storms this week that are trailing sort of in the north-northeasterly direction. We're going to get some more snow here in New England probably tonight and tomorrow. And then, again, back to the weather, the how much snow will we get? The other day, there were like 3 inches. And schools shut down, public facilities shut down. I can remember going to school in a snowstorm when I was a kid.
Yeah, uphill both ways, right?
Somehow or other, I knew that was going to come. Right. I knew that was coming. But, I mean, were we hardier then? Are people more concerned at the least little thing? And does that come about because of the fear that's instilled in us? We're not, you know, possibility of 3 inches of snow. So it snows an inch. You mean to tell me we can't deal with an inch of snow?
Well, like, yeah, when, in Boston, that would be kind of shutting down the city for an inch
of snow. Dallas, right. Yeah. Yeah. If it's Dallas, where you are in Cleveland, snow off that lake, no big deal.
We hardly ever had snow days because we had all the salt and everything, but there would be a threat of snow the following day in Nashville, and the whole city shut down.
You need, like the Girl Scouts, to be prepared, right? It's birthday time. Willie Nelson. And at 90 years old, this guy continues to entertain. He loves to be on the road with his friends. Mm-hmm. And so they have an all-star two-day concert at the Hollywood Bowl. This may be something I would like to take in. Frankie, I've never been. Jennifer and I are always talking about this. My children are, because my children who live in L.A. go to the Hollywood Bowl all the time. I have never since 1993, I've been spending winters in Los Angeles, never been to the Hollywood Bowl once. So now we have the Texas troubadour himself, Willie Nelson, celebrating with an all-star two-day concert at the Bowl.
He's been around for 6 decades.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. So he's going to have his pals, Neil Young, Chris Stapleton, Lyle Lovett, Miranda Lambert, Roseanne Cash, Snoop Dogg. Yeah, they have a lot in common.
they've done some stuff together. Casey Musgraves will be there. Then you also have Ziggy Marley and Tom Jones, Jones.
It's
going to be a lot of fun. If you're if you are interested, Doug, pre-sale tickets start today, and then general public sale go on Friday.
So what do you have to do Saturday. To be in? How do you do the pre-sale thing? What's the secret to being successful? I'm never any good at that. If you feel like maybe sticking your nose into it to see how it works.
Yeah, a lot of times the pre-sale stuff goes to their fan clubs for artists. So you'll just want to go to his website, join his fan club.
Yeah, really. I should be a member of his fan club because I've been to a number of the Farm Aid things and supported the Farm Aid. Actually, I should call that lady that runs Farm Aid who is here in Boston. It's interesting. People always find it sort of curious that Farm Aid is run in Boston by a local lady. But, yeah, okay, that's a good idea. See, why didn't I think of that? That's one of the many reasons that you're here. Good idea. So those of you who are fans, though, this is something I'm sure that there'll be a recording of this. Somebody do a TV special on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially all of these entertainers are going to be there. And the money will go to some good cause. So happy birthday to Willie Nelson.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine. You may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming because then you get fired. But once in a while, it's good. Just to, it's healthy to take your mind off.
Mental break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is an interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40 some odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter or his sister is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
the recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Woof.
And like her family wasn't a match, but when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, "All right, I'm going to pay it forward."
I'm in. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Because he would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wasn't a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God, think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great. Huh? It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in a family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now, run with it, as you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. Here's something that's reflective of that, I think, Jay. This father is another story about a father who's a double amputee. The father and his daughter recovering after being seriously injured during a holiday at a ski resort. This fellow, Dave Milne, and his wife, Claire, taking their three-year-old and their one-year-old to ski lessons. Wow, Mammoth Mountain in Northern California. And can you? I didn't realize you give ski lessons to youngsters that, you know, that small.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Pretty much, yeah. If they can stand, walk a little bit, you can.
This sort of reminds me of what happened.
Freak accidents where he threw himself in front of this contraption.
It's a snow blower, the snow cleaner. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of what happened to Jeremy Renner.
A little bit, yeah.
Right? Yep. So anyway, this veteran had been living in San Diego
He put his body over his children to prevent them from being sucked into the machine. In the circumstance, he lost his legs. So there's been a GoFundMe page started to help this family. The children, I guess the one of the children suffered pretty significant injuries. The other one didn't get harmed at all. And so anyway, the put yourself in this position. This guy was in the machine for an hour, grinding his, grinding off his legs.
And guarantee he doesn't regret it. He doesn't regret his decision. No. Because he saved his daughter's life.
Saved his daughter's life. God bless this guy. Anyway, he's in Reno, in the hospital there, treating his wounds. Apparently, he's got a good sense of humor, though. He's shown some resilience. His wife and others were talking about his dark sense of humor and his looking ahead. The reason I brought this story up now is because it sort of is reflective on what I just said regarding the windshield, his big look at the future, and never mind the looking in the rearview mirror. This guy's looking ahead. They've raised $60,000 so far to help his rehab, to have Dave Millen's rehab. So it must be, how do you find those? When we talk about GoFundMe pages, sometimes we know, I suppose you just look up the name, right? Dave, M-I-L-N, probably show up, right?
Yeah.
Is it GoFundMe? Well, yeah. Go to GoFundMe.com.
In the search, you can even type in like Mammoth Mountain and a bunch of different keywords that will help populate at least a smaller portion where you can find it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is absolutely incredible.
So another California story. Wow, all of these shoot 'em ups and all of the stuff. I think yesterday I was thinking, okay, well, I'm not going to talk about this because it doesn't make any difference what Gavin Newsom says about gun safety, as he was all over being the usual ham and egger that he is, because there have been, what, three incidents in the last 7-8 days in California of serious shoot 'em ups, and all these people talking about gun violence and gun safety and how do you take care of your guns. The last guy I want to hear from is Gavin Newsom. He has the least amount of credibility in anything as far as I'm concerned. But I would like to hear from some people who really can come up with a novel approach, a new way to deal with this that actually will work. And so far, we're lacking in those ideas. And I don't have an idea. I know what I would do if it were me, because I've done it. I don't have any guns in my house. I belong to the NRA, learned how to shoot when I was a kid on the farm. Mm-hmm. I've killed animals on my farm with a gun. That wasn't my gun. And I don't have guns laying around. I have people that work with me who have guns that bring them when we need them to get rid of problems that we've had. But I don't have one. I wouldn't have one in my house. So that's my solution to the problem. It may not be everybody's solution, but what is the solution? Do we all have to have our own little bit of, this is how we would handle it. This is how we are handling mm-hmm. it. This is how we will handle it. In your case, you don't have any guns in your house, do you, Jay?
No, before I had Mac, I used to want a gun, and my husband wouldn't let me. But then now that we have a child in the house, we pretty much agree, no guns in the household. But also think about it. When it comes to the mass shootings, most of those weapons were legally obtained or taken from a family member in the household who obtained that weapon legally.
Yeah, but they weren't caring for it in the proper way, otherwise the child wouldn't have had the problem under the circumstances.
And then that won't take away, and if we do take away legal guns, it doesn't take away the already on the streets illegal guns that are there.
No. Yep. Those things are going to go on.
Which are used for crime or kind of like a one-on-one violence. Mm-hmm. They typically are not used in mass shootings.
Right. All right, I want to hear what you have to say about this, Jay. The governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M, has been discussing the abortion issue, abortion pills, and that sort of thing. And apparently there are people who are promoting abortion pills in South Dakota. Well, they're promoting them everywhere. I've seen a lot of that sort of thing on social media. Here's what you can do if you need to have an abortion, and people explaining what you can do. So apparently she says that they're going to
bring charges against people who were selling abortion pills in South Dakota. So if you lived in South Dakota, maybe I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just in this circumstance. Is this the way to handle? I don't see it as a problem. Well, I guess I have to define whatever problem it may be. There's a
what
problem
kind of charges?
Because
are we talking fines? Are we talking actual prison time? Because
I think a little of both, frankly, from what I can see. The letter that was sent out yesterday to South Dakota pharmacies says, quote, "You are subject to felony prosecution if you dispense abortion-inducing drugs. The state bans all abortions except to save the life of a pregnant person, and so South Dakota will enforce all laws, including those that are there to protect the lives of the unborn." And so, yeah, there are a lot of retail pharmacies that are dispensing these sort of things. And she says you're going to be charged.
I would think that
charged.
They would lose their life. If this is the law, if this is their state law, and yeah, they are still being distributed by pharmacies, I would think those pharmacies would lose their license.
Well, if you don't like the law, I guess that what I would say to people who are there that don't like it, then change it. Get your representatives to change the law if you don't like it. But in the meantime, I mean, do I think this is going too far? Nah, I think it's an interpretive sort of thing, but interesting that it's going on anyway.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our social media trending portion, celebrity news, a little gossip here and there, and I'm focusing on Austin Butler for a moment here with you, Jay, the star of Elvis, celebrating his Oscar nomination, the first time he's ever, I never even remember seeing him. I remember hearing an interview and the conversation was about some of the other things he's been in. But at 31, I've never seen this guy. But he's been nominated for Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis.
This is definitely the role that put him more on the map for a lot of people.
Oh, of course.
I really didn't know anything about him before this either. I knew his name because he was the boyfriend of somebody I liked once.
Oh, really?
Like Vanessa Hudgens. Yeah, like way back in the day. So that's
was she on One Tree Hill? Is she the one of them?
No, she was the one from High School Musical and Disney Channel and all of that stuff. And then she went on to continue to do other things. Mm-hmm. But this isn't his first role, but this is his first prominent role. And he is really coming out with a bang. I mean, the Golden Globes win. Now the Oscar nod, it's big for him.
Yeah, it is big for him. All right, let's get to some other celebrity news. How many of you remember, or how many can you, I want to know how many can, among us, can sing the theme from Sesame Street. Ready? Let's go. Leap to the clouds away, on my way to where the air is sweet. Leap down to get. Let's go to Sesame Street. All right. Well, I almost made it.
you knew more of the song than I did.
Almost. Oh, I love that song. I love remembering when my children discovered it at a certain age. You know, there are a certain political bents to some of the stuff that's there, but basically it teaches and has taught so many youngsters so much good stuff. Lloyd Morissette, who is one of the first people to put Sesame Street together, has passed away at the age of 93. He and a lady named Joan Cooney began working at the Children Television Workshop, which was the beginning, it was the origins of Sesame Street, back in 1968.
It's been around for a long time.
It certainly has been. Yep. And this guy apparently was a wise, thoughtful, kind of a grandfatherly sort. Worked on the workshops for years and years and years. There are a lot of people who say Sesame Street just wouldn't have happened without this guy.
His co-creator said that it wasn't possible. Like, he was Sesame Street.
Yep. The idea came after watching his 3-year-old daughter become engaged watching the family's television. You see that all the time. I see that with Miles. Whenever there's a TV set, it's like glue. You know, they get mesmerized by it, and that's one of the dangers of having all of these devices around.
Well, and but without educational content on the screen in front of them, that's what he was finding out, that a lot of these kids would enter school a few months behind, and by the end of the year, they were almost kind of like, by the first grade, they were a year behind. And there weren't really any educational options on TV for that age group.
Yeah. So it did help a lot of children, I think, get a leg up on school. He was on the Children's Television Workshop until 2000, became chairman emeritus. Again, he was 93 years old, and he'd been involved in this thing since the 60s. So pretty much most of his career was devoted to this. Mm-hmm. And then, as has been said many times, vaguely seeing his name in the credits. With all the other people, how many stars have gone on to Sesame Street to just have fun or to pass things along? Oscar the Grouch, the Cookie Monster, Mr. Snuffleupagus. God love them all. Okay, well, anyway, sad about that, but good because of Sesame Street, that's for sure. So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. So here's a little inside radio talk. The Super Bowl, well, I suppose maybe I'm looking at some advertising news. Ford, Taco Bell, UPS all have signed on to spend a lot of money advertising their products. Let's see, Taco Bell is going to advertise their crispy chicken wings, and all to the tune of about $6 million a spot, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in that vicinity, and they're already sold out, right? It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. By the way, for those of you who are worried about the effects of the whatever recession we're in, you'll be all happy to know this is a pretty good indicator of what's going on, excuse me, in terms of the economy. Advertisers have spent 37% more money advertising on radio in this past month than they did at the same time last year. So that's good news in the sense that they normally people cut their advertising budget first if they're worried about the economy. So I would say that's yet another thing to be happy about. Speaking of the Super Bowl and commercials, Chris Stapleton is going to sing the national anthem, and then there's going to be a black national anthem. So Cheryl Lee Ralph, you and I have been talking about this off the air, performing the black national anthem, because I don't really watch the Super Bowl. I don't pay much attention. 57th Super Bowl, Sunday, February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. And so we'll see the whole game on Fox pretty much as usual.
Lady is going to perform the 123-year-old hymn, Lift Every Voice and Sing, which has been. It's a great song. It's a beautiful song, as a matter of fact. I don't know. This lady is in Abbott Elementary. If you don't know who she is, I'm not familiar with her. But I just find it troubling that we have... I get the idea of having attention paid to people who have been marginalized for a long time. I get it. But... if we're Americans, all of us, whether we're black, whether Hispanic, whether we're white, whatever we are, we're Americans. So this becomes a distraction, at least for me. It does. Maybe it doesn't make any difference because I don't watch the game. Anyway, I don't really much care about the game.
Well, the song itself is great for everybody in general. And then we also have R&B legend Babyface, who will be performing America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Rihanna with the big halftime show. It's going to be mm-hmm. fun. It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Okay, well, you can tell me about it the next day, okay? I'll probably be on a tractor someplace or on an airplane. But anyway, okay, so at least we acknowledged Chris Stapleton anyway, singing the national anthem. That was the purpose of this conversation.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's get to barking here. And cuddling as well. I'm cuddling with my friend Warren Eckstein, who might not want to cuddle with me, but we cuddle on the air every week to pick up the pieces of what happens with some of these stories about animals, things that you need to know about taking care of your dog, your cat, your pet. There is a test which Warren has. I covet these tests because they really tell us who we are. So where'd you find this? The test to find out. Well, I don't need to take this test to answer, but you go ahead and you have your fun, and then I'll. It's pretty obvious.
Someone sent me this, a test to see if you love animals more than people.
Yeah.
And number one is when people disappoint you, you shake your head and think to yourself, an animal would never do that. Now, that makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Number two, you have trouble saying I love you to other humans, but will blurt it out in the second you meet an animal. And that's so true.
That is true.
So true.
Right. I love you, Daisy, yes, I do.
You tell them secrets you would never let fall on human ears. Again, true. I talk to my animals and tell them secrets. If my animals TMI. Could talk, I'd be in a lot of trouble. And also, and this is kind of interesting to me because, over the years I've trained dogs for movies and commercials and whatever. It says you're more emotional when an animal dies in a movie than a human character. How true is it?
Yeah.
You guys are too young. Remember Old Yeller?
I can't even watch Old Yeller nowadays. Old Yeller. And that dog that was in the movie with Tom Hanks that got shot, remember him?
I don't know if I
What was that movie? Was that, yeah, there was a movie. I forget what it was called, but
Turner
Hanks was
Hooch?
A cop. Turner and Hooch, thank you. Good for you, Jay. Good
as
save.
As many dogs as I've trained, and I've worked with dogs that had to look like they were dead in a commercial or whatever, even though I know I trained them, even though I was there when they were doing it, and he played dead and then got a big piece of roast beef, the bottom line is I still cry when I see a dog.
I know.
It just absolutely amazes me. And one more quick story. I just read this. Baseball, and I'm not into sports at all, but Aaron Judge, I guess he's a big Yankee player. Aaron Judge says his dog's bond with his teammate sealed his deal with the Yankees. He stayed with the Yankees because his dog and another teammate's dog were best friends, and he couldn't leave the Yankees and separate the dogs. What a great
story. Oh, my God. Isn't that great?
Great
story. That's fabulous. All right. Here's the story from Kansas today for you, Warren. A man has died after he was shot by his dog. Joseph Smith of Wichita killed when his dog discharged the gun while they were inside his pickup truck. Police say the accident took place when they were on their way to go hunting. He was sitting in the front seat. The dog stepped on the rifle in the back seat, and the bullet struck the guy, and that was the end of him. What kind of a lesson is there in that? Thank you very much.
This is bad humor, but perhaps the dog did it on purpose.
Yeah. I'm sick of this guy.
You never know. I've heard the stories like this before. Listen, if you're so irresponsible with a weapon, then perhaps perhaps your dog deserves
you
to shoot
you.
It. Yeah, yeah,
right.
There you go. So just be careful with your weapons and your dogs. Absolutely.
All right. This week we celebrate National Penguin Day. Penguins. Anybody have a penguin that you know of as a pet?
No, but I think they mate for life. If I'm not, I think they kind of.
Yes, they do. Yeah, no, they absolutely. Yeah, they do. Absolutely do.
No divorce court in the penguin world. I'll tell
you
that.
No, not at all. A lot of penguin colonies have been lost because of what's happening with the weather here and there. Yeah. But anyway, the study that came out a few years ago about penguins, 2,100, at least two-thirds of emperor penguin colonies have been declining. Do they have them in zoos? We were just talking a little earlier about the Dallas Zoo and what the heck is going on down there. Do you see penguins appropriate to be in a zoo? I suppose they are.
Well,
depending on
you hit it home with me because I'm not a big fan of zoos to begin with.
I know you're not. Right.
Some of the zoos, though, do amazing work in terms of keeping species, alive and well. But, there are certain zoos that have penguins. I remember seeing a story not too long ago about a zoo that had, the emperor penguins in the zoo for breeding purposes. Animals are just amazing. Best thing we can do with them in the wild, just leave them alone.
Yeah, and that's true with many animals, frankly. All right, let's meet the oldest dog in the world, a 23-year-old Chihuahua named Spike, officially the world's oldest living dog, according to Guinness, born November 1999, assumed the record as of last December. The dog lives with its owner, Rita Kimball, on a farm in Camden, Ohio. So how about them apples? You got
some dogs that just don't want to go. Some dogs say, I have it pretty good here. I have, everything I want. I don't want to go. I've had a dog that lived to be 19 years old. So that's about as old as I've had.
Remember I had Charlotte and she was 15 and people said a bulldog alive at 15
amazing,
is a
amazing.
Record
she,
there.
Well, look at the life Charlotte had. Come on now. Why would you want to go anywhere?
Same is true of Daisy these days, as far as that's concerned. Take good care of your dog because they take good care of you. That's kind of what the mantra is. Here's Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show every weekend and online at thepetshow.com. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner is made possible in part by Kellitrin, which is the safe way for you to lose weight and keep it off. And also by Prevagen, keeping your brain healthy.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.